I see what you're doing.
Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Le'il Nishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai, Ben Dov, Zev, whose yard site is tonight. The yard site is today. Neshama should have an aliyah, and all the learning should be Le'il Nishmas. So we're up to the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. 11 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. Learned in a Braisa. Ezehu Tsuras Darkon. What does this idol Darkon look like exactly? What does this idol look like?
Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know that?
You need to know that because if you ever bump into it in the streets, you can't touch it because it's Aser Bahana.
I
want to
ask a question, by the way.
What?
You go to the Israeli Museum and you see a bowl.
Yeah.
They have little bowls.
Right.
You don't touch that?
So I said, you can't be an archaeologist because you're dealing with the Vodazaras. So the chances are it's Bottle.
Well, they're all dead.
Right. So Pirish. No, touching
it.
You can't pick it up. Pirish Shmuel ben Elazar, kol sheyesh lo tzitzin, if it has fins,
scales,
bein pirkov, between its joints. Machri Rabasi demonstrated bein pirkei tzavor, between the parts of the neck. Okay. Amr b'chayr b'chirina halacha k'rav Shmuel ben Elazar. The halacha is like that. What does that mean? The halacha is like that. Amr Rabba bar Barchana, Amr Vishua ben Levi. Pabachas, one time, Hayisi Mahalech, Acher Belazar Kfar Beribi, I was following Belazar Kfar, the great one, Bederech, in the way, Umatza Sham Tabas, and I saw a ring, Va'aleha Tsuras Darkon, and it had on it the image of the Darkon. Now, if you don't know what the image of the Darkon is, you wouldn't know it's a problem. Umatza Ovid Kochavim Cotton, I found a little kid, a Goyisha kid, V'lo Amalo Klum, he wouldn't say a word to me. Matza Ovikachavim Gadol, I found an adult. Vamalo, Bitla, Bimvatl that coin, that ring. Vlo Bitla, he wouldn't want to do it. Satro, I hit him on the cheek, gave him a smack. Well, Bitla, and he did do it. He was Mavatl it. So, I hereby renounce that Avodah Zarah. So, Shema Minah Klas. We learned three things from this Gemara. Number one, Shema Minah Ovid Kochavim, Mevatel, Ovid Kochavim, Shalom, Vishal Chaveiro. A guy, Kibi Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah of himself, and the Avodah Zarah of his neighbor. Not my ring, some random guy. Mevatel that. Okay, I'll Mevatel it. That's number one. Number two, Shmamina, Yodea, Betiv, Shal Avodah Kochavim, Umasham Sheha, Mevatel. You have to know all the ins and outs of the idol. You have to know all the ins and outs of that Avodah Zarah. Then you can be Mevatel it. If you don't know very well the ins and outs of that Avodah Zarah, you cannot be mevatel it. Which is why he didn't go to the kid. What does the kid know? Went to an adult. And number three, Shmamina, Oved Kochavim, Mevatel, Bal Karcho. And Oved Kochavim can be mevatel against his will. Right, yes. Put a gun to his head, be mevatel that, because it's a good expensive ring, I could use it. It works. Okay? It works. Now, Megadev Bo Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, officially that means he cursed. Right? What it really means is he asked a question. Right? He asked a question. What's the question? Veles le l'Rabbi Elazar hakfar beribi hadatnan. Doesn't he hold from the following Gemara? The following Gemara is, Hamatzel menhari, if I save something from a lion, let's say there's a piece of meat, an unbelievable piece of meat, those very expensive meats, and the lion is right next to it, it's going to eat the meat. It's your meat. And I save it somehow. I get the lion away from there and I save your meat. Or, min a dove, from a bear, min a nemer, or a leopard, min a gaius, from a troop. Right? They're coming through the town, the army. Min a nahar, from a river. Mishuto shalyam, from the wave. Mashliluto shal nahar, a different kind of river. Or, vamotzi bistratya, uplatya gedola. Or, I find something in the Times Square, that you dropped it in Times Square. Any place that public people go, on the train, in the subway, right? I find it, Yankee Stadium, I find it from you, belongs to you. Hare Elu Shalo. You can keep it. Why can you keep it? Exactly. When they shot Bailim, Miss Yashin Mehen. The only game of Paul. I'm gonna find it in Times Square. Not gonna find it anymore. I'm gonna get that meat away from the lion? Of course not. How am I gonna do that? So what do you see? What do you see? So Rashi says, "Kiven de miayish." The Rashi of Mitzvah Shemun, "Kiven de miayish." Since you're miayish, Ovid kochavim bat lamidaite. Anyway, he gave up on that ring. Right? Delo lemiflacha, he's not going to worship it. Fisulo tzarech lebatla. Why'd you have to make some random guy mevatel it? The owner, whoever that was, the owner, he's mevatel it anyway. Why? It's Yeush. How am I getting that back? And found it and lost it in Times Square. I'm not getting it back. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Why'd they have to come up with a whole reason? Find some guy and let him be mevatel it. And what do you see? It's not even his. But he can mevatel it, so it doesn't even belong to him. Anyway, the owner, the real owner was Yeush. Why the real owner of Yeush? Because he's in the middle of the street. The same thing.
Why? That means he thinks, oh, some other non-Jew will find it and worship it.
Excellent. Excellent. The Gemara is going to answer that. Excellent. Now, before we get to the answer, Tosfos says, look at the third, no, the fourth. Veles le lamatzil. Right? No. Yeah. Don't you agree with this idea of finding of right? So Tosfos says, Im Tomar, tikshale amas nisan. Why are you asking this question on the Gemara? Ask it on the Mishnah. Diktani, what did it say in the Mishnah? Masna tavnis yad. You found some piece of an idol, right? Hare elu asur. It says asur. Verminu hamatil. Don't you agree? What do you mean? You find, you're walking down the street, you see some piece of an idol. It's asur. Why? Because they still worship the idol, even though it's broken, right? What do you mean they still worship the idol? We just said that if you lose something in Times Square, it's batal. So the Tosfos answers, "V'yesh lomar demasnis et ikel l'shnuyei dematzah makom shein rab metzuyim." No, that must have been he found it and lost it in someone's alleyway, in some backyard somewhere. Why is he mevatel it? What kind of yesh is that? Not in the middle of Grand Central Station. So therefore,
you made a very strong point because yesh and bittul are two the same.
That's going to be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is going to give that answer. Wait for a minute. What's the holding in the question? So the kashas on the Mishnah. Forget him. Forget this Gemara's on the Mishnah. This question. So the Tosfos answers, no. The Mishnah was talking about it was in an alley. It was in a private property. I was walking in your yard and I found it. No bittel there. No yeish there. Right? Right? But we're talking about where it was, where you lost it in the public place. You lost it in the public place, there's definitely yeish. Right? There's no question about that. It's yeish. Therefore, the kash is only on him, not on the Mishnah. Okay? Yes, it depends. We're going to get to that. It's a good question. We're going to get to that. I think it's tomorrow or the day after.
You're just using it too.
I think it's tomorrow. We'll get to it. It's a good question.
It seems from all of this that a person can designate an Aveda Zara by himself. In other words, for nobody else is an Aveda Zara, but for that particular person it's an Aveda Zara, which means it becomes an Aveda Zara for us also.
But what do you mean?
How do we... It seems from this that if somebody loses... a shard of an
avodah zara.
Of an avodah zara. It's in the street.
Right.
So now that's still an avodah zara.
Right.
Okay. It's not. There's no yid. It's still an avodah zara. So how does it, so that everybody's got their own little avodah zara.
Correct.
How are you supposed to know what's an avodah zara? You know, can't pick up anything in the street.
So we're gonna answer that. That's also a good question. The Gemara's and the Mishnah's gonna talk about that today. End of today. Okay. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says no. Yossi's vart. Nihi demina miyayish. Yeah, you gave up hope on finding it. Meisura mi miyayish. Does the isur go away? Yes, I said to myself, okay, you drop something in Times Square, you're never going to get it back. Does that mean you gave up isur? They gave yayish on the isur. That the goy says to himself, okay, I'm never getting that idol back. However, Meimar Amar, he says to himself. If another guy finds it, miflach palachla, good for him. Let him worship it. He found himself an idol. Excellent. Listen to this. Yisrael mishkachachla. If a Jew finds it, id the damia yikarin. It's an expensive piece of an idol. Now these don't come cheap. It's expensive. Mizabin leilov to kochavim upalachle. He'll sell it to another guy, and the guy will use it. So therefore. You have to be mevatelit. That's the difference between yeish and bittel. Exactly.
How can you sell it to a thing if you can't have anoach
of it? Okay, but the guy says to himself, I'm not worried I lost it. Okay, I'm never going to find it again. It's in Times Square. If a guy finds it, excellent. If a Jew finds it, he doesn't know what the Jew does, allowed to do. So if the Jew finds it, he'll sell it to one of his neighbor guys. So either way, it'll still be used. Excellent, says the guy. Therefore, he forced him to be mevatelit.
But you force him to be mevatelit. But now we're going to sell to somebody else, and that person's going to worship.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? So it's a beetle that practically not a beetle.
Oh, so someone asked that question. One of the Achronim asked that question. I think they might have left the Betzarachi in that question. It's a very good question. So what happened? I walked by and I saw the ring. So I made a good mevatel it. Why? Because I wanted it. So I pick it up. Now so he says, I put a gun to his head, be mevatel that ring. Fine, I'm mevatel it. I pick it up. Now what do I do with it? I'm going to sell it to a guy. So right? It's Marcel's question. One of the Achronim asked that question. What's going on here? What? Yes, but it'll get reinstated the minute I sell to a guy.
That's if you sell to a guy.
Yeah. Right. So what are we saying over here?
But that's only once the guy takes it.
Exactly.
Until then, then he accepts the bittle's in place.
Right, so I hear you. So that must be the answer. That until it happens, it's my ring. If I ever such a rush or I need the money so badly and I'll sell it, okay.
Then you have a lift
the heaver. Okay, so lift the heaver, so fine. Okay, we're not talking about every, we can't figure out every issue.
How do you explain the case that the Baho, force the guy to non-Jew, like by us, we
can
say, force the guy to give the
gift
because really in his heart he
right.
Really wants to do the right thing.
I'm forcing him to be vatal, that's all. He says, not my, okay, I'm going to die because I want to be vatal someone else's idol. Okay, so I'll do it. What does he care?
Yeah.
It's not the same. Yeah, because you really want to do what's right.
Right.
So when you have a gun to your head, you really want to do what's right also. Now, Tanan Hassam, we learned over there in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah the following. That we get off on a tangent now, and the whole daf now is this tangent. It says in Rosh Hashanah that Demus Tsuros Levanos Hayilo Rabbi Gamliel Ba'aliyaso Betavla Bakosel. Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon on his wall, in his office, in the Sanhedrin, so that when Edim would come for Kiddush HaChodesh, did it look like this, right? Shebehen Maris Hadyotos, he would show Hadyotos with regular people, regular Edim. For Omer Lehen, Mari Isem, what did it look like? Oh, Kazer Isem? Did it look, Mav Omer Lehen, Kazer Isem? Oh, Kazer Isem? Did it look like this? Did it look like that? Okay? The Rabbeinu Bechai, right? So now the Gemara is going to ask, how can you make pictures of the moon? You're not allowed to. That's what we're going to spend the whole rest of the daf on that question. Before we get to that question, the Rabbeinu Bechai says something so fascinating. He says like this. He says, who are the Hedyotos? The Hedyotos are not Edim. They're not Edim that come in and be Mekadesh HaChodesh, and basically it's a way to... What? No. Basically, according to the standard shot, it's a way to check out Edim to make sure they're telling the truth about Mekadesh HaChodesh. Did you see the moon? Did it look like that or like that? Look like that. Ah, you guys don't know what you're talking about because it can't be like this in this time of year. It's not impossible. You're wrong. Okay, go back home. Right? That's what it sounds like.
Average person was ignorant.
Right, right.
So it's making it simple.
Right. And if they're wrong, then they're not Edom. Right? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, that's not what's going on here. What's going on is that the people, the Hedyotos that he's talking about, were Tzedukim. And every month, he would bring the Tzedukim in. I have to read this to you inside. Every month, he would bring the Tzedukim in. And every time, what? And every time there'd be Kiddush HaChodesh, the Tzedukim would sit there, as the Edim would relate what they saw. And Ukefi os the tzura shayamar la talmidav, kachaya Edim ma'idim kol chodesh v'chodesh. Rabbi Gamliel would tell the Edim, would tell the Tzedukim, they're going to come in today, because they know it's the first of the month, this Rosh Chodesh, they would come in today, and he would tell them, they're going to say it looked like that picture. Right? V'kivin shiroi kach, and that was true. Chodesh achar chodesh, every month. Shana achar shana, every year. Every year this happened. Every month it happened. Rabbi Gamliel knew what it's going to look like. Every month, the Edom would come, and he chose to do it. You see, once again, I'm right. Every year, nizbaru lahem, it became obvious to them, she'en ha'ikar ela ha'cheshbin. The only point of Kiddush HaChodesh is just to recite that what you saw. We don't need Edom. We know it already. We don't need Edom. The Torah said, have Edom. What do you need Edom for? It's only a cheshbon. Just go figure it out. Ubatlu divrei hacholkim. And it nullified the people that would make problems about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Tzedukim want to make problems. There's nothing to hack about.
Right.
It's all a cheshbon. Such an unbelievable vart. V'afalpi shahayom makablin ha'edim. I would accept Edim. Yeah, because the Torah said to accept Edim. Okay, you have to make a Zecher. Mikol Maka lohoys and smichas Bezin kim ala Cheshbon. Bezin relied on the Cheshbon. Why do they have Edim? Torah said have Edim. We don't need them. We know it anyway. And it belittled the Tzedukim. What do you think of that vort? It's a very interesting vort. Whether you like it or not, it's interesting. Anyway, the question is, that's a side point. The question is now, how could Rabbi Gamliel make pictures of the moon in his house, in his office? Umi shari is that mutter? Vaksiv, but it says, Lo sasun iti. You can't make me, says Hashem. Lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamashamashim lefonai. You can't make any of my hosts either. You can't make a picture of the sun. You can't make a picture of the moon. How could Rabbi Gamliel make a picture of the moon? Amar Abaya. Abaya is the first answer. Is the first answer. Amar Abaya. Lo osra Torah. No, that pasuk doesn't mean you can't make the sun and the moon. What that pasuk means is you can't make the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make kelim. You're not allowed to make anything. You're not allowed to make things that you can make. You can't create the moon. Therefore, you could draw a picture of the moon. You can create the Aron Kodesh. Therefore, you can't make the Aron Kodesh. Says Rashi.
That's not what the Torah says.
That's what Abaya says. She'ef shel asosan kamosan. Mamish. Says Rashi. Kigon. Shamashim shall mata chater v'ulam v'heichal umenora. Aval shamashim shall maila. But heavenly things. She'ef shel asos kamosan mamish. You can't create the sun. El atzir dugmasan mutter. So to make a picture of it, that's mutter. We're on the second line of this daf, of this Gemara. Wait till the end. We're on the second line, right? That's what Abaya's first answer. Abaya's answer is, it's not an issue, because that's not the Isser. The Isser isn't making heavenly things. The Isser is you can't make the Beis HaMikdash Kelim. And then, by the way, you can't make your house with the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash either. That's the Isser. Right? Kidatanya. Lo yasa adam bayis tavnes hechel. You can't make a house that looks like the Heichel. Achsadra, Tavis Ulam. You can't make an Achsadra that looks like the Ulam. You can't do that. Chatzar, Tavis Azara. You can't make a yard that has the dimensions of the Azara. That you can't do. Shulchan, Tavnis Shulchan. You can't make a Shulchan that looks like the Shulchan. Menorah, Tavnis Menorah. You can't make a menorah that looks like the menorah. You can't do that. Ela Re'aval, who owes the Shalhei, Vishalvav, Vishalches. But you can make a menorah of 5, or 6, or 8. Ask the carbon elitzor, how come, I don't know if that is the carbon elitzor, how come when it comes to the shulchan, the Gemara just says, you can't make a shulchan, you can't make a bayis, you can't make an ulam, you can't make an azara, and when it comes to the menorah, you can't make the menorah, but you can make it 5, 7, 7 5, 6, or 8. Why does the Gemara say that? Why you can, how you can do it?
So always never going to have any sort of menorah.
Yeah. Why? If you can't make a menorah, so I can make it 8, I can make it 100, Why does the Gemara have to say, but he can make it 5? That's not the menorah. It doesn't say that by the Shulchan. But the Shulchan says you have 12. What if you make it 15?
So he gives the following answer.
He says the answer is because the menorah is not really a menorah unless it has the kaftorim and the gvim and the prachim and it has to be made out of gold. We'll see the gold in a minute. Otherwise, it's not a menorah. So can I make a 7 candelabra without those things? What?
Why not?
Comes along. No, you can't. 5, yeah. 6, yeah. 8, yeah. Not 7, even if you're not going to make those things on it. That's why the Chiddush, that's why the Gemara goes out of it to tell you, you can make 5. Why do you need to know that for? Obvious, not 7. No, but if you make without those adornments, it's still Aser. Even though that's a puzzle menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's still Aser. Why is it Aser? I don't know.
How would you even make it? Moshe couldn't even make it.
What?
Moshe couldn't even make it.
Yeah, but now that it's made, now we know what it looks like, right?
He also knew what it looked like. He couldn't do it.
Hmm? So how could the Mechon HaMikdash make these kelim? The answer is they're making the mamash for the Beis HaMikdash. The mamash making it for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the mamash doing. The mamash making it for the Beis HaMikdash. They're not doing it for themselves, right? However, shel zayin lo yasa. You can't make it 7 candelabra. Afilu shel shar matachos. Meaning, even if it's not gold. Right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Actual eight lo yatsa. Even wood you can't make. Kederach also based chashmenoi, because the chashmenoi also made out of wood. And after the basement English was cleaned out by the Chanukah story, the menorah was tummy, so they used wood. Then when they got rid Amrulo, Misham Raya, no, there's not a Raya, they didn't use wood. Shpudin Shal Barzel Hoya, Chov Hoya Hoya, they had wooden, they had Shpudin Shal Barzel, metal sticks. Hoya Chov and Babat, they lined it with lead. Hey Shirim Osam Shal Kesef, if they got richer, they made it out of silver. Chazvi Vishiru Osam Shal Zav. Then they got richer, they made it out of gold again. Anyway, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That the only iser of making things goes hosts of Hashem, not heavenly things, Beis HaMikdash things. Now, this brisa only says you can't make the Beis HaMikdash building, the Azara, all that, and the menorah and the choshen. The menorah and the shulchan. What about the Mizbeach? Can I make the Mizbeach? Doesn't say. Why doesn't it say? Says the Me'iri, of course you can't. Not a laundry list of every item in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course you can't. What about other kalim in the Beis HaMikdash? Like a shovel?
Mizbeach is different though, because we know that we're not allowed to make a bama. It's a bama.
So, fine.
So you're not allowed to make a bama.
I hear.
The bama is to worship.
Yeah, to worship. They're making it just because I want to make art in my living room. People come over, they'll look at it.
So you made dog.
I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to sacrifice an animal on it.
My kids made a mizbeach.
Yeah?
Oh, see?
So one second. So what about a keli that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, but like, for example, a shovel, or tongs, or forks, they use those pitchforks. Is that also to make? Says the Minchas Chinuch, of course not. Then nobody can ever make a fork. Can make a fork. The only iser is if the Torah gave us the dimensions. If the Torah gave us what the dimensions are, then you can't make it. Torah didn't give dimensions, of course you can make it. Nobody can make a shovel, because they had shovels in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use a shovel. You can't make a shovel. Want to shovel your snow? You're not allowed to. That can't be. Says the Mechitzel, it's impossible. So what's Aser? Only Kalim that were given dimensions. That makes sense. Very, 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 very good Mechitzel, no? Anyway, the Gemara's not done. V'shamashim she'i efshel la'asos and kemoza mishari? What, you're allowed to make the stars and the moon and the sun? Not true. V'atanya, lo sasim iti. Don't make for me like me. Lo sasim kidmus shamosha hamasham shalafonai b'marom. You can't make heavenly things. You can't make a picture of the sun. Amar Abaya, how could Rabbi Gamliel make a picture of the moon? Not allowed to. Amar Abaya, lo asra Torah ela b'dmus dalad panim b'hadi adadi. No, the only thing you're not allowed to make is a four-headed creature, a four-bodied creature that's on Hashem's kisi hakavod, which is the shore, ox, person, a lion, and an eagle, all together. Right? Those are the king of every animal species. The lion's king of the jungle, the ox is the king of the domestic animals, man is the king of man, and the eagle's the king of the birds. Right? That you can't make. Some crazy, mythical hybrid creature like that you can't make. But the moon, why not? Elamayata, parts of Adam Luchudin Tishtari. What, so a picture of a person you can make? Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Call it Partsufos Mutarim, Chutzi parts of Adam. You can make any picture you want, not a human being. So Gemara says, you're right. You can't make a human being, you're right. Amar of Yehuda, Bered of Yeshua, Miparket of Yeshua, from the Shir of Yeshua, Shmili, I learned, Losasin Iti, Losasin Osi. You can't make it like me. Now Hashem doesn't look like anything, but you can't make a figure of a person. That you can't do. But other things you can, and therefore the moon's not a problem, because the moon is not one of those four creatures. The only issue is make them four creatures in one body anyway. That no one's going to ever do. What about a human being? Human being also you can't do. So far, what do we have? You can't make the kalim, and you can't make a human being, and you can't make the four-bodied creature on the kisi hakavod. So far, that's all we have. What about the moon? Not an issue.
No portraits.
So far, how do we paskin? There are artists that won't paint faces. There are. I don't know if it's a chumra or tikkur din. I have a cousin of mine who's an artist. He doesn't paint pictures, but doesn't paint faces. They're always black, and it's always like an angle. Never Davy will not paint faces. Davy Kagan, he paints. He's a gorgeous artist. What? Yeah, he does ksuf. It's unbelievable. You should see the mamish works of art. And he'll never paint the face. It's always, you know, half hidden with a cloak on his head, a cape or something. He'll never do it. Why? That's how he learned it. Now, many people are like that. Many people are not like that. So you have to go inquire. You know, halacha l'maisa, it's a big topic. Now, back to the Gemara. V'shar shamashim mishari? What other shamashim as mutter? V'atanya. Losasin iti. Losasin kidmus shamashai hamasham shalofnei marom. You can't make heavenly things. Kigod, for example. Ofanim. Angels. Srafim, different kinds of angels. Chayas HaKodesh, different kinds of angels. Malachi HaSharis, other kinds of angels. And Mistama, the moon also not. Amar Abaya, no, lo asr tal el shamashim shibamadu elyon. No, you're only not allowed to make the things in the upper world, the upper realms of the heavens. Shebamadur tachta, but in the lower realms, like the moon, that you could do. Shebamadur tachta and mishari? Is that mutter in the lower realms? V'atanya, asher bashamayim, you can't make anything in the heavens. L'rabos, chama, levana, kachavim, umazalos. Mimal, l'rabos, malachi ashares. So you can't make the moon either. The Gemara answers, Kitan Yahi, love them. No, you can't make them to worship it. You can't make it to worship it. You want to make it to check out Edim? Of course you can do that. So the Gemara says, Ila of them, you want to worship it? I feel a shul shakat nami. Even a bug you can't make. You can't make anything, you want to worship it. Right? So Gemara says, Eina Khanami, you're right. You're right about that. Umisefa dekra nafka. So we're going to learn out now from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya, it says, the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, it says, losasa lecha, you can't, this is in the Seres HaDibros, you can't make for yourself a pesel, an idol, chol tumuna, any picture, asher bashamayim, in the heavens, mimal, above, asher ba'aretz, mitachas, on the earth below, v'asher b'mayim, mitachas la'aretz, or the water under the earth. Right? So, it says, asher ba'aretz, l'rabos, yamim, naharos, har mugvos, kim, mountains, rivers, mitachas, l'rabos, chil shalkotin, underneath, to include even a bug, even a small fish. V'asiya greda, but, so what's the answer? So that's all to worship. That's all to worship. But to make it not to worship is not an iser, which is why we made the moon. Now the Gemara says, Vasiya Gredasa Mishari, what? You're allowed to make something and not worship it? You're allowed to make a picture of the moon? Vatanya, Losasan Iti, Losasan Kidmus, Shamashai, Shamashim Lafane Bumaram. You can't make a picture of anything that's up in the heavens, Kiyon Chama, Ulavana, Kochav, Mumazalos. You can't do it. So how could Rabbi Galil make the moon? What's the answer? Here's the answer. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel was different. Da'cheirim asulach. Someone else made it for him. He didn't make it. He went to the guy, and the guy made it.
Not worse.
Not worse. How's that better? Ask Tosvos, second Tosvos. Hikshur b'lchanan. The lechora. Mashma. Mechor, it's mashma. Shetziva Rabbi Gamliel. La'oved kochavim. Lasos. He told the guy to make me all the pictures of the moon. Vaha amira la'ovid kochavim shvus. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do anything you can't do.
Right.
Afilu b'davar she'enu shel Shabbos. Even if it's not about Shabbos. You can't do anything a guy, you can't ask a guy to do anything you can't do. You can't make that image, you can't ask a guy to do it. Now, you can't eat a cheeseburger, so what's a guy going to do? He can't eat a cheeseburger? That's silly. It's something you can't do that you can have a guy do for you. So you can't turn a light on Shabbos, you can't ask him to do it. You can't make the picture of the moon, you can't ask him to do it. What do you think? Tosfos answers, V'yesh lomar, the mitzvah shiny. Now for a mitzvah, maybe it's different. Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore it's different. So, and by the way, isn't that true? You have people in here and the air conditioner is not working and it's 100 degrees outside and there's 100 people in the room. Can't you call in a guy to turn the air conditioner on? Ah, you can't do it yourself. It's for a mitzvah. We hold like that. Maybe you need two derabbanans, okay? Tzarchei Tzibur is one, and plus it's only in Shavuos anyway, right? What?
Work it out.
Right, work it out. So it's not so far-fetched to ask a guy to do it for a mitzvah, right?
He's different.
What?
He's the opposite. Because the guy is the one who's choshing Rav Eliezer. more than the Jew. So now it's even more in the, lifneiver to ask the goy to do. Because if you do yourself for me, so you're never going to worship. You ask the goy, he may worship it.
Uh-huh.
Don't we have a lifneiver by goy?
Yeah, there is. We learned that at the beginning. Yeah. But the goy's not going to worship it. The goy's not worshiping it. He's giving it to you. He's making the pictures for you. He's not worshiping it. It's not lifneiver.
How do you know?
Huh?
How do you know?
Because he wants to worship it. He makes his own. Doesn't he do? What does he? What do you? Oh, now that you came in, now he's going to worship it.
Now listen, where you suspect everything else.
Huh?
A photograph of a family is okay, but a drawing, no good. What's the difference? The image of a person.
Maybe the picture.
I don't know. The Chazon Ish says you're not allowed to take pictures on the Chalamoid because it's writing.
It's
writing. Pictures. Right? So that's what he held back in the day when they had pictures was developed. So now I'm just saying that it supports your question. I don't know. I'm not sure how this comes down. I'm not sure. Because I don't think anyone doesn't take a picture. Except for the Amish people. Right? They don't take pictures. They say it's a graven image.
Well, Chavetz Chaim, they don't want his picture taken.
That's a different, I don't know, there are some Gedolim that don't like the picture taken. That's because of an Isser? Maybe it's a Marisayin, it's a question of Anivus. I'm not sure what the reason is, why they don't want their picture taken. Because of an Isser? I don't know. Many Gedolim don't mind. Or they never minded.
They didn't
mind. Right? Okay. Now, one second. So what'd we answer? How could you have those pictures of the moon in the wall? In Echanami, you can't make a picture of the moon yourself. You can't. What are they doing in the wall? No, someone else made them. So how could that be? Tosa says, how could a guy make it for you? It's for a mitzvah, it's different. Right? Mitzvah's different. Right? So as we know, when it comes to a tibur and a mitzvah, the halachas of Amir al-Akam are more relaxed. Maybe they're a little too relaxed, but they're more relaxed. So, v'hadu Rav Yehuda da'cherem asulo. But by Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing happened. Somebody made some, a guy made something for him, some picture or something, right? He made him a signet ring, and on the ring was a picture of a person. He made him a ring. Va'amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, Rabbi Yehuda, some of you done. Get that off your hand. You can't use a signet ring with an image of a man. Someone else made it for him. So there was another hossam over there. The chosmo bullied. It made an impression.
Right.
It made an impression. It was a 3D. It was a 3D image of a person. Umishum chashad, and we're choshed that he's worshiping it. Therefore, he told him to take it off his hand. The Tanya tabas a ring shechosmo bullied that makes a 3D impression. It's some kind of what's that word? It's not a stamp. You know, a seal.
Engraved,
exactly. It made a 3D image, that's a problem. Asur lahanicha, you're not allowed to wear that. Umutur lachtomba. You're allowed to use it to sign, but you can't wear it, walk around with it. Where people say you walk around with a vodazar on your hand. You can't do that. Can you sign it? Why not? What's the issue of signing it? You're just making a stamp. You're not worshipping the stamp. Now you're making a seal on your will. You're not worshipping the will. You can't walk around with that thing because it's an image of a man on you. Chosma shakua, just but if it's the opposite, I don't know what shakua means. If it's sunk, if it's not protruding, then muter lahanicha, you're allowed to wear it. You're allowed to wear a ring. V'aser lachtomba, but you're not allowed to sign it. Why not? Why can't you use it to sign? Not clear. It's not clear. Why not? Right? Tosva says that. It's not so clear why you can't wear it. Why you can't use it to sign. What's the isser? Does the article say anything? What's the isser? Somehow it creates an image of a person more, I don't know, some answer like that. What exactly is the reason why you can't make it from, why you can't use it to sign if it's sunk in picture? Why not?
Because there's no picture. It's an outline.
So what's wrong with that?
When it's violet, then you're actually getting eyes and nose and ears and everything. Here it's violet, it's just an engraving.
So that's, but no, we said you can wear it, but right. You can't use it to exactly. Sign. You can't stamp right. It. Why not?
That's actually making a form.
Right, so making a form. Okay, then give some answer like that. No one says what the answer is. Anyway, umichashin l'chshada, are you worried about that? Are you worried about the chshad? Listen to this Gemara. For Be'kinishta de Shavi Yosef ben Arda, there was a shul called Shavi Yosef ben Arda. The Ukmi Bay Andartra. The government said you have to put in a bust of the king in the shul. The Shmuel went to daven there. Levi went to daven there. They davened in there. They weren't worried about chashad. They weren't worried about that. How can you daven in a room with an idol? What do you see? So Rabbi Yehuda had to take off the ring because people are going to think, who's going to think that? He's a big tzaddik. Rabim Shiny. No, the Rabim is different. The shul's different. Everybody comes to the shul. So they have a thing in the corner. Okay, the rabbi, the government said you have to put it in there. What are we going to do? Not daven? We have nowhere else to daven. Okay, so we'll daven. No one's going to think of worshipping an idol. The whole shul's together. I, Rabbi Gamliel, the Yachid Havi. Rabbi Gamliel was one person. It was in his office. The answer is no. Kivon denasahu, denasahu shchichi rabim gabei. Since he was the Nasi, his office was Grand Central Station also. Everyone's always in there. So it was a busy office, and therefore there was no chashad. And that's the answer that he's able to have a picture of the moon. Now, says Tosfos Yoni, look at the Tosfos. Tosfos of Vaha, Rabbi Gamliel, Yachid Havi. Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid. Vim Tomar, Amai Lo Mishani, why don't we give the following answer? You know why it was okay for him to have a picture of the moon? The Tsurat Levana Lohaisa Baletes. It wasn't 3D. It wasn't a 3D picture. Ulakach Asar Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why he made a picture of the moon. It wasn't 3D. It's not lifelike anyway. Right? When we give that answer, we just said by the ring, it's okay. Tosfos gives such an unbelievable answer. Listen to this answer. Vamari, verbeinu tam, viriva. Ki bechama ulavana umazalos. Because when it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, ein chilek bin bolt and l'shoken. There's no difference between 3D and not 3D. You know why? V'chein birakia shakuenheim. Because in the sky, they're not 3D. You only see one side of it. You don't see the whole thing. What do you think of that answer? When you look up at the sun, you only see one side of the sun. You don't see 3D sun. So to say it's mutter to make a non-3D picture of the sun, that's all you see. That can't be the reason. What do you think of that? Fascinating. No? V'lomathlu b'hachi. Elagabi partzuf in the kiyotzen. The only distinction between 3D and not 3D is a person or some other animal. Not the sun. You never see the 3D sun. You never see a 3D star. You see a little dot, a little shining dot. That's all you see. That's this massive thing, right? The sun's a massive ball. All you see is a 2D picture of it. You see the length, you see the height. You don't see the depth. But such a brilliant answer. Therefore, that's not an answer. Oh, you're allowed to make pictures of the sun because it's only 2D. And they make a 3D picture. You never make a 3D picture. You never see the sun 3D. No one ever saw it. Not one person in the history of mankind ever saw a 3D sun. The moon, maybe, yeah. Right? You ever saw a 3D sun? No.
Well, if you're an astronaut, you'd go
see
the moon.
The moon, yeah, astronaut. Not the sun. No one ever saw that. Except in some science fiction movie, maybe. No one ever saw it. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating answer. See what he's saying? But the stars, you never see the 3D picture. Therefore, it's not a heter. It's only a heter by a person. Maybe. Because a person is a 3D person. You make a 2D picture, maybe it's mutter. That could be the heter. They make pictures of people because it's only 2D, not 3D. Fascinating answer.
Yeah, but the ring is different because the ring is 3D. So when you
correct, that's why it was a problem. Exactly. Exactly. That's why it was a problem.
Right.
Now, Vibay Sema, I'll give you another answer why Rabbi Gamliel made a pictures of the moon. The answer is the Prakim Havi. He made them in pieces. There was a tiny picture here and then another picture. It wasn't a full fledged moon. Vibay Sema. Lehislamed shiny. Another answer is, if you do it to teach, it's mutter. The Tanya, lo tilmad lasos. You can't do it. Aval atalomed lavin ulahoros. You want to use it to understand knowledge, to get knowledge, to understand what the iser is. You have to teach somehow. You have to teach that. You can make pictures to that. So you need pictures to teach the Adim what the moon looked like. That's not a problem. For instruction purposes only. Right. Correct. So you did. So that's for sure mutter because you didn't make it.
That's fine.
That's what we said up at the top. You didn't make it. So the guy made it on his own. You're allowed to buy it.
What about seeing the actual pictures of the different planets?
So same thing. You didn't take those pictures. You didn't make that. You bought it from someone else. That's not a problem. Same question.
Oh, question.
Yeah. Now, halacha l'maisa, what's the end of the story? I don't know. Can you make, I don't know. No, I don't know. We had a shiur here once about it. I don't remember, but they make pictures of the sun. The kid comes home with a picture, and in the corner he paints a yellow thing with rays coming out. Is that an isser?
Nah. A picture of the sun is a picture of the sun.
Is that an isser? We just got to finish saying, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, but it's
so,
a drawing.
And the only heter from Galil had was because it was someone else made it, and it was for a mitzvah, and all these other terutim. And to teach only, right? So can an artist, I don't know. I have to do tzarachin on that. Okay, let's just finish up. Next, from Shirin Galil Omer, he said, so someone asked, if you're walking down the street, you can't touch anything. You can't pick up anything, because maybe it's an avodah zarah. So Rav Galil said, that depends. If it's on something that's mechubud, that's a problem. If it's on something that's a bezayin, it's on the toilet seat, that's not a problem. That's not avodah zarah. Right? That's the, so ezehu mechubadin, vezehu mevuzin. What's mechubud and what's the opposite of kavod? Rav, mechubadim, if it's a mechubadim means lemaylam and hamayim. So you have a kli, and above the water level, you put some picture of the avodah zarah. Above the water level, above where you cook. That's a problem.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because that way it's never going to get ruined.
Oh.
It's never going to get touched by the food. It's just a picture. That's a problem. Lemaylam and hamayim, Mevuzin is lamata ben amayim. You put it on the bottom of the bowl, right? That's a problem. That's a bezayin. That's not a problem. That's a bezayin. Ushmol amar elu ve'elu mevuzin. That's both okay. Ela hein el ela hein mechubadim. What's mechubadim? Al hashirin, some kind of jewelry. Al nizamim, rings. Al tabaos, different kind of rings. That's a problem. But other things. It's on some cup or something. That's not a problem.
Doesn't this line face the whole idea of worshiping Baal Hor?
Because there are nose rings.
Yes, that's the only one. The Gemara is going to say that tomorrow. The Gemara is going to say that tomorrow. Or the next day. Yeah, it's coming up, that question. Tanakh Kvasa Shmuel, Mechubadim, Shal Ashirin, Al Nizamim, Al Tabos. Yeah, it's on jewelry. Of course, that's a covetic thing. Mevuzin, Shal Hayoros, Pats, Al Kum Kisamasim. What Kum Kisamasim? A different kind of pot. Al Mechame Chamim, on what?
Warmers.
Al sadinin on sheets, al mitpachos on a towel. All that is not a problem. So you're walking down the street, you see some towel with some picture on it. That's not avodah zarah. What is it? The Gemara is going to say later. It's just noi. Okay, let's make it pretty. You can put any design. You can put a heart. You can put the Statue of Liberty. You can do anything like that. Also, it's not avodah zarah. Statue of Liberty is not avodah zarah, even though it's an idol. It's not avodah zarah, right? It wasn't made like that. Same thing. But if it's taka. But if it's one of the other things on jewelry, that could be a problem, which is a ring. Why the ring is a problem. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
You probably should never travel to